Greetings, Mafia. With this particular video, I'm going to illustrate how dysfunctional Europe is and how far down the hole is going. I'm going to read an article about story in France, and it's a recent one from January 23rd. Before I do, however, let me just say that these kind of articles became a common thing in Europe, sort of thing we read about on a daily basis. But the reason why I want to share this article is because it does such a perfect job encapsulating all the reasons why I have such a resentment for European Union, feminism, and single motherhood. I said on numerous occasions that single motherhood is basically a welfare for sluts. Unfortunately, these sluts have been pedestalized in Europe as some sort of societal contributors, while nothing can be further from the truth. And the article I'm about to read really puts a spotlight on it. Now let's have a look. French mother is sentenced to prison after leaving child to live alone for 2 years. A mother in France was sentenced to 18 months in prison last week for abandoning her 9-year-old child, according to CNN affiliate BFMTV. 18 months, Mafia, for neglecting her own child from age 7 to 9. Remember, the kid is 9 years old at the present, but it went on for 2 years. Now, if this was a man, they would add another 0 to those 18 months, and rightfully so, by the way. But she got away with 18 months, and don't worry, Mafia, she'll be out in 6. After neglecting her own child for over 24 months. Now, make that make sense. BFMTV reported that the boy had been left to live alone in a family's apartment in the town of Nirsac in Charente region for 2 years from 2020 to 2022 and appeared to survive on cake, canned goods, and stolen tomatoes. Mafia, this goes beyond just child neglect. This is straight up child molestation. Feeding a child of such young age with such junk food is nothing short of child molestation. Can you imagine the ramification of this kid's health? According to BFMTV, the child's mother lived with her partner in another apartment 5 kilometers, 3.1 miles away, and would only visit the child from time to time. Boy, she sure took advantage of those COVID lockdowns, now did she? Makes you wonder how many similar situations happened during that period. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, I've been telling you that European court system has been overrun by women, and I can make a safe bet that the judge who gave her the slap on the wrist with just 18 months in a slammer is also a single mom. There's just something about this whole story that gives me that impression. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just being a misogynist. Now keep in mind that Europe loves to lecture the rest of the world about the human rights while at the same time don't give a flying fuck about its own children. I'm not just talking about single mom epidemic, I'm talking about the so-called education system, public schools and the curriculum. It's one big horror story. See, if Europe had a functional education system, there'd be no need for these recent protests in Germany against the far right. If Europe was a more honest society and therefore a more healthy society, there'd be no need to ban these far-right political parties because they would already be ridiculed out of existence. See, when you want to ban something, you're really admitting to the fact that you were unable to nip it in the bud. I'm on record saying that Europeans lack the ability of self-reflection. That's where all this hypocrisy stems from. Europeans never really had a wait-a-minute moment. After 2 world wars, the Europeans still lack the ability of honest self-criticism. The mayor of Nirsac, Barbara Courtier, as reported by FMTV, said the child often did not have hot water or heating. Nevertheless, he continued attending school during this time and was a good student, Courtier also stated. Holy shit, this kid is better than me. I mean, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, fuck school, man, let me just get through this shit. I mean, wow. If this was a movie, I wouldn't buy it. I would thought it was too far-fetched. You can't make this shit up. This proves not only that these women use their kids as meal tickets, but they also harbor a lot of contempt. And this bitch only got 18 months out in six by some feminist single mom judge. This is Europe, y'all. This is Europe constantly crying, bitching, and complaining about low birth rate, blaming it all on Muslims, i.e. non-white. These are your strong and independent women, right? Couturier said she alerted the local and national police about the situation after the mother asked social services to help buy food. Oh, so wait a minute. You mean to tell me that the guy she was fucking with for 2 years wasn't a high-value man and he could not even provide the basic financial support for the kid? Is that what you're telling me here? See, this is why the whole high-value man narrative is killing me. It's a total BS. Let me tell you something. The nature works the same way on both genders. There were queens, mafia, queens married to kings, fucking with stable boys. A man's money doesn't make a pussy wet any more than women's PhD makes a dick hard. The way every guy is ready to fuck a woman that gives him a hard-on is the same way a woman will fuck any guy that makes her pussy wet. It's got nothing to do with money. And this process usually doesn't take more than 3 seconds. The shit works the same way on both genders. The only thing that money really does provide for a guy is easier access to gold diggers. Nothing more. Quote, I met his mom on May 2022. She came to tell us that she had financial problems and we gave her 4 vouchers for food. But she took some processed food products instead, so that got me suspicious. Some residents told me that there was a child living alone, so I connected the two things and I called the local police and the national police. Couturier stated that the child had been under the care of social services since September 19, 2022. This is a developing story. Well, there you have it, Mafia. The whole thing. And again, it's not an isolated incident happening every blue moon. Child neglect is all too common thing in Europe. You see it on the street, you read about it in the papers. And sadly, this kid got blackpilled early on in life. Too early. And we can only guess how many other single mom sluts took advantage of 2020 lockdowns and how many other kids got neglected. And the bitch only got 18 months, probably out in six, doing what she does. She should never be allowed custody over this kid again. This story highlights everything that's wrong with Europe. But anyway, Mafia, on the bright side, we're getting close to St. Valentine's Day. And we love St. Valentine's Day over here, Mafia. It's that time of the year for our annual traditional St. Valentine's Day inflation massacre. And you're gonna love this one. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find link in email and on your screen. This is Top Dollar signing off.